Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. How has COVID-19 impacted the demand for pulses? Montana State University Associate Professor of Economics Dr. Anton Beckerman thinks there's a chance it could be supportive.
These lentils, chickpeas, pulse crops are cheaper alternatives, and we have millions of people who are either out of work or maybe saving more because they're not sure about their employment certainty. They may decide to switch to buying more of those products. And in a longer run scenario, that may lead to more permanent changes in behavior. So if I have eaten chickpeas and peas and lentils for the past year, it is likely that some of those behaviors will stick around after the economic recession ends. And I may actually start just buying peas and lentils because I have learned to like them, where before the pandemic, maybe I didn't think of them as much. If we get a vaccine in the next 5 to 6 months and beef, which is a luxury good, starts being consumed at pre-pandemic levels, certainly the potential for pulses to become more consumed domestically may not be there if we have a very quick return to sort of quote-unquote normalcy.
Dr. Beckerman's full analysis can be found on the Growing Pulse Crops podcast. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this has been your Market Line Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.